Tonight's gospel comes from Matthew 26, verses 17 to 35. On the first day of the festival of thin bread, Jesus' disciples came to him and asked, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal?" Jesus told them to go to a certain man in the city and tell him, "Our teacher says, my time has come. I want to eat the Passover meal with my disciples in your home." They did as Jesus told them and prepared the meal. When Jesus was eating with his 12 disciples that evening, he said, "One of you will surely hand me over to my enemies." The disciples were very sad, and each one said to Jesus, "Lord, you can't mean me." He answered, "One of you men has eaten with me from this dish will betray me. The Son of Man will die, as the scriptures say. But it's going to be terrible for the one who betrays me. That man would be better off if he had never been born." Judas said, "Teacher, you surely don't mean me." "That's what you say," Jesus replied. But later, Judas did betray him. During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. He blessed the bread and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Jesus picked up a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He then gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and drink it. This is my blood, and with it God makes his agreement with you. It will be poured out so that many people will have their sins forgiven. From now on, I am not going to drink any wine until I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to his disciples, "During this very night, all of you will reject me. As the scriptures say, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Peter spoke up, "Even if all the others reject you, I never will." Jesus replied, "I promise you that before a rooster crows tonight, you will say three times that you don't know me." But Peter said, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never say I don't know you." All the others said the same thing. Here ends the reading of our gospel. You may be seated. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, people often wonder what it must have been like to be there with Jesus, to walk beside him as he roamed the Judean countryside, to see the things that he did, to eat the bread that he multiplied, the fish that he multiplied to feed 5,000 people, to see what it must have looked like for him to walk on water, to be there when he did battle with demons, freeing people from the oppression of demons occupying their bodies, to see what it must have been like when a blind person miraculously received sight. We often think, "Oh man, if I could have been there, that would have just been amazing." And oftentimes, with that sentiment, we also think, "If I could have seen that, if I could have been there, faith would be so much easier." However, you only need to look at the disciples in all four Gospels to know that being in the presence of Christ himself does not make faith any easier. The disciples saw it all. They followed Jesus for about 3 years. They ate the bread he multiplied. Peter himself, actually, at Christ's call, walked on water. They saw him cast out demons. They saw him give the ability to walk again to those who were lame. They saw him give sight to the blind, heal the sick. They saw all of it. Still, they struggle. Still, faith was difficult. And when push comes to shove, they fall, and they fall hard. In our gospel tonight, Jesus and the disciples are celebrating Passover together. They're eating this meal, and it's a sacred, special meal for the Jewish community, and it still is. In this meal, they are recounting how God delivered them as a people from slavery in Egypt, and there's a lot of ritual to the meal. They eat certain foods, and they do it, and they prepare it in certain ways, and they eat it at a certain time, and there's words that go with the meal, and they say these words at special times, and they do it the same way year after year after year. And as Jesus is celebrating this meal with his special 12 disciples, he interrupts the ritual altogether. And he lays down a dramatic statement that one of them would betray him. And not only that, as they leave the meal in wonder at what Jesus said, Jesus will tell all of them, listen, all of you, by the time this night is over, will fall away, reject me, and deny me. All the disciples, of course, deny that this will happen. But time will show that it does. Every time we read this story, and every year as we go to a Maundy Thursday service and we remember this story and we come before the Lord's table and eat of the meal that he has instituted for us, every time we hear those words that come before communion, which say, on the night in which he was betrayed, we should pause. Take a time and a moment for self-examination, self-reflection. Because every act of disobedience, every time we turn away from Jesus and turn towards the lure of the world, the devil, and our sinful flesh, we find ourselves at that table with the betrayer. We find ourselves in the garden on the Mount of Olives with a bunch of disciples that are ready to reject Jesus. We weren't there, but the opening words of institution on the night in which he was betrayed is an accusation against you and me. I have rejected Jesus. I have fallen away from him. I, at times, betray Jesus. But as Paul Harvey would often say, and now for the rest of the story. Because the words we speak before we celebrate Holy Communion don't end with betrayal. In fact, that conviction, that law against us is a very short part of it. The rest of it is all promise. It's all beauty. It's all gift. It's all gospel from Jesus himself. In the middle of that ritual and that night, that event of Passover, Jesus would break into it and he would disrupt the whole ritual two more times. He would take Passover and he would make it something new. He would take bread that was sitting in front of him. He would break it. He would bless it. He would give thanks for it. And he would tell all those men who are about to fall away from him and reject him, take and eat. This is my body given for you. And then he would disrupt it again. And he would grab a cup of wine. And he would tell all these men who are so obstinate who have seen everything yet believe very little. This cup is the blood of my covenant, poured out for many, including you, for the forgiveness of sin. He does this for the very people who are set to deny him. This bread, this cup, the body and the blood are meant for fallen, broken people like you and me. They're intended for the disobedient. They're meant for all those who are sorrowful and mourn over their sin, and all those who know that they are unworthy of what God has given them. It's for those who recognize their need for forgiveness and turn to the Lord in repentance. Tonight, your Lord Jesus bids all those, all you who are wearied by your sin, wearied by doubt, to come and simply believe the words, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Come and dine. Amen."